שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מה.
Hello, we are studying the article by Bala Sulam, Peace in the World, and we are under the subtopic.
Wait,
we went back.
נתחיל.
אנחנו כבר דיברנו על זה, קראנו.
We already spoke about it, but I see according to how our friends tell me that they tell me that it's still not clear enough, and also some of the friends ask me, those who disseminate, they feel, they're saying it would be very good if we would study these states thoroughly, these qualities operating in human society today as well. And so we could explain why we have to change society in order to get to a good life. That it's not about, it's not even about the revelation of the Creator, but about how we organize our lives, our human society on earth. How we arrange it in a decent way that's suitable for everyone, so everyone will enjoy, so we will be certain that tomorrow this planet will not blow up because of our bad relation to each other. How do we manage ourselves correctly? In the end, we are human beings, we have intellect, we have feelings, but we're working as if we have neither the right intellect or feeling, but only bad forces that want to destroy everything. So here he tells us how to build a good society. It's unrelated to spirituality or to anything. It's unrelated to attaining the Creator. This is why these matters are very down to earth. You can present them to every person in the world. So there's a reason why it's written Peace in the World. That's the title. Because you can really explain it to every single one. It's not simple. It's not simple to understand it, because we are very opposite in our relation to the world from what he writes, but it's still not spirituality. It's not spirituality. It's not about reason. It's not to attain the Creator. It's about how to build in every place, in every society, in every country, how to build a good society that can really, so people can really enjoy life and develop and have children and have a decent, normal life. So we should relate to this article very seriously, because we are in a situation where the world has become round, and these pandemics and the troubles that are just waiting to erupt in the world will not go away until we show the right attitude to life. Clear? Good. No questions. So let's begin.
So we are in the subtopic, four attributes, mercy, truth, justice, and peace in the individual and in the collective. Bala Sulam says, once we know full well the desired attribute of goodness, we should examine the things and means at our disposal in order to hasten that delight and happiness. Four attributes are provided for that purpose: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. These attributes have been used by all world reformers thus far. It is more correct to say that it is with these four attributes that human development has advanced thus far through the government of the heaven in a gradual path until it brought humankind to its current state. It has already been written that it would be better for us to take the law of development under our own hands in government, for then we will rid ourselves of any torment that the developmental history has in store for us henceforth. Thus, we should scrutinize and examine those four properties in order to thoroughly understand what we have been given thus far, and by them know what aid we should hope to get from them in the future.
Clear so far? No questions. If there are no questions, then I also don't understand. Maybe nothing is clear. PT-19.
What does it mean that we should take the law of development into our hands and rid ourselves from all the troubles? What does he mean that we take the law of development in our hands? What is that?
Whether you want to or not, this is what you do. If I look at the still vegetative inanimate, they live according to nature's, the force of nature that is in them. Say, seeds have, when they have good conditions, they grow. Animals also develop and multiply according to the conditions. When there are no conditions, there are. When there are conditions, there are. Man processes his environment. He changes his environment to his own benefit. So he doesn't have a good situation. He turns it into a good situation. He brings water to where there isn't water. He lights up fire to heat. He even cools and air conditions. He does everything to build for himself good conditions. If we didn't build for ourselves good conditions, we wouldn't multiply the way we have. In the last 100 years, we've grown four times. There were 2 billion people in the beginning of the 20th century, and in the beginning of the 21st century, 8 billion. Where have you seen such a thing in nature? In other words, people yearn to change nature, the still vegetative animate around them, to build for themselves such an environment where they can feel more comfortable, more convenient, etc., according to their ego, according to their desire. So they have preference over the rest of the part of the other parts of nature, in that they can arrange nature according to the way they feel is good for them. You don't have any other species in nature that does this. In a limited way, yes, they build for themselves a place to hide. They even store food for a while. But not like people. They don't build power plants, fuel stations, and all that. They use the forces that they received from nature, and that's it. They don't improve on these forces and build with them an improved world, a better and better world each time. Only man can do that.
What does it mean that we will rid ourselves from all torments in history? What does that mean? And our deeds will rid ourselves from torments?
If we advance correctly, use correctly everything that nature has given us, we can rid ourselves of all the suffering completely, sure. But if we use everything in us correctly.
You said before that there's no connection.
He's not speaking about the wisdom of Kabbalah.
So what is he talking about?
What did he talk about it?
What does he mean, law of development?
I don't know. I'm not a wise guy like you. I don't know. I don't see in this article that he's speaking about the wisdom of Kabbalah. In this article, he's talking about the right connection between people by which they correct their nature, have the right relationship between them, and then they build a good, nice humanity. That's all he's talking about.
Only the connection between us.
Only the connection between us, yes.
Why is he hiding everything so much?
He's not hiding it, mister. He's not hiding it. He's explaining it to you. It's just that you can't understand him. You can't, although it's your profession.
Who did he write this for?
To the members of the union.
No, really, who did he write it for?
He wrote it for ordinary people.
Ordinary?
Yeah, regular people. You see what he writes? Skrut means about questions that cause the absence of peace, etc. He's not saying a word about the wisdom of Kabbalah. Nothing.
Nikolai.
Okay. Nikolaev.
Он пишет, что есть четыре свойства милость, истина, справедливость и мир.
Rav, he writes that there are four qualities, mercy, truth, justice, and peace. So it's like four deficiency, four discernments of direct light. How did he define that these four and not kindness or...
I don't know. We'll keep reading and we'll try to understand. And even if I did know, I wouldn't tell you this. Because that's the only way we can understand it better.
Он здесь пишет, что уже с помощью этих четырех свойств человечества...
He writes that with these four qualities, humanity paved its way till now.
Все эти четыре свойства, получается, отработали.
Does it mean that we have already read them?
Humanity is using mercy, truth, justice, and peace to the extent that it understands how it should be used. But in the end, we see today what we're seeing in human society. That the situation we've come to is a result of incorrect usage of the four elements, these four qualities.
Focus group.
Clear? Focus group.
I don't see a sign. Oh. It seems that it's a human invention, these measures. Do we see examples in nature of these qualities?
No, there's no such thing. In nature, everything works on instincts. That's why we don't discern them as qualities there. New York 4.
It's like if we were bestowing towards each other, we wouldn't need all of these rules. So all of these things disappear because everybody just naturally then wants to do good towards each other.
Of course. Yes. You're right. Kiev 1.
Вот четыре свойства все же. Вот он здесь пишет о том, что при помощи их...
The same four degrees, still the qualities. He writes that with them, nature brought us to a state that we're in today. So actually, we need to learn those states in order to use them and be still in the state we're in.
We use, to some extent, mercy, truth, justice, and peace instinctively, but we don't know how to use them correctly. But this is what we have in the human society, in society. And therefore, now we have to learn if we can arrange correct and good social life with them or not. but we have not more than those four qualities. What is he saying? Once we thoroughly know the hopeful, good quality, we should look at the things at our disposal in order to accelerate the good and happiness. In short, in order to get to the good, we have four qualities that are at our disposal for this: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. If we know how to use them correctly, we will be able to have a good life in everything. That's what he says. Why he explains where he takes it from. Why he's certain that it's like that. Go ahead.
Tell me, please, in two words, what are those qualities?
This is what distinguishes man from beast, and by which we build the human society. There is no such concept of society in still vegetative inanimate, although they live like that. Take ants or all kinds of animals in big families, in herds, big herds. They live like that, but they don't have that relation there. It's all instincts operated by nature. Whereas if we want to live well in our social life and without orderly social life, it's impossible, then we need those four qualities: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. We have no choice. We have to arrange them. We have to organize them. So let him explain why we can't settle for something. He'll tell us that the truth is, which is what is correct, is that if truth is the name of the Creator, Aleph, Mem, and Tav, Emet, truth. Aleph is the first letter, Mem tells us about Bina, Mem indicates Bina, that's the middle, and the last one in the alphabet is Tav, Emet. So that's the name of the Creator. So in all these letters, it contains all of creation. But we can't manage ourselves through the quality of truth. Therefore, instead of the quality of truth, we have mercy, justice, and peace. And then we may use truth a little bit, maybe a little bit, but we can't use it to the fullest. And therefore, it's not according to the nature of bestowal that we can behave. This is called truth. Truth means that everything is an absolute bestowal. It's the nature of the Creator. If we can't, then we use something somehow, some of it, in order not to eat each other up. So these are called mercy, justice, and peace. These things are not complete, but they keep us in some sort of a connection that's called humanity. This is what happened. PT8.
I don't understand. We heard from you for years that the Creator created the world to receive.
Yes.
And anything compared to these four qualities, the expression is from that same will to receive. Whatever we do, we'll screw it up. We have no bestowal. So whichever way we engage in these four qualities towards humanities, in some way, our root, which is the will to receive for ourselves, that's what's going to come out, and it'll come against us anyway.
We'll see. That's exactly what he's going to explain now, exactly according to what you are going to explain. Practical difficulties in determining the truth. Yeah. California.
Toda Rav Boker Tov. It appears that these four qualities that help humanity to develop and bring us to this point are now at its full egotistical development. And right now we're a society gathered around this lesson where we're trying to listen to these qualities and really implement them in a spiritual level, Rav. Is this the work of the Kabbalist, what Baal Salam is telling us, that we take these qualities now in our tens and give them new meaning, new life, therefore the world will begin to feel this?
We will see it later, how we should work with these four qualities. Let's first learn what are these four qualities. You're jumping ahead. And I still don't know with what we're jumping. I don't know these four qualities. But he explains to us that through them, humanity advances. In other words, the difference between man and the animate level is that the animate level works on instincts. And that's how we worked, on instincts. But when we began to multiply and get into families and connections between families, connections between countries and nations, so now we have to arrange different connections between us according to mercy and truth, justice and peace. Animals don't have such a thing. So let's check how we do it.
Turkey 3. Question by friends. Why Baal HaSulam mention about these four qualities? What distinguish us from people who are in will to receive? Because they are also talking about these four qualities.
No difference. In every person, there are these four qualities. He's not talking about Kabbalists here. Look at how we still don't understand where we are. Baal HaSulam is not speaking about Kabbalists here. He's not talking about attaining the Creator. He's talking about how to build a society, a corporeal society, people. It doesn't matter if it's in Turkey or Santiago, California, New York, Haifa, wherever. How to build a society, humanity, in such a way that they don't eat each other like animals, but live well and nice without any wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what it's about. Do you understand where we are? We are in the last generation where we have to explain to the whole world what's the right way to live. This is why this article is so important. And we still don't understand how to approach it. Look at how we too are so idiots that we don't understand what's required of us from ordinary people, not Kabbalists.
Mach 3.
If humanity will learn how to use these qualities, by this will he acquire the freedom of choice?
I don't know. I have to first learn what's written here. Why are you jumping to the end if you don't know what's written in the rest of the article? It's a fun too.
Rav, what is this criterion of truth in our society?
Now, We are before the part in the article that talks about practical difficulties in determining the truth. Why don't you want to study correctly? The right way to learn, how to approach what Kabbalists are writing, how to understand what they're writing, what it's about. I'm explaining to you in crystal clear words and you don't want to hear. You're asking what will happen at the end of the article or about attaining the Creator. Now you'll start asking me about faith above reason. It's irrelevant here. What's relevant is how people can organize their societies everywhere on earth, completely regardless of the wisdom of Kabbalah, unrelated. Bala Sulam even went to Poland to speak to workers there. They had a revolution there. There was a special time. He went there to explain to them how to build the country after the revolution so they would succeed. So what, did he go to Kabbalists? No. He was a revolutionary. He was a man who wanted to build it in practice. He spoke to ordinary people. So again, in Peace in the World, we're speaking only about what we should tell or regular people. We're not talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah here. We're not talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is why it's so important to us. Because with this article, once we learn it thoroughly, divided into small portions, we'll be able to go out with it and disseminate in the broadest way and explain that this is what we should do and everyone will be happy. Without any wisdom of Kabbalah or faith above reason.
California.
California.
Thank you for bringing us back to earth, Rav. So if we're looking at mercy, truth, justice, and peace from a regular citizen standpoint, it feels like we've been manipulated through these forces. And now these same forces that were bringing us together are not keeping us apart.
Soon we will learn. If you allow me to approach the text and start learning it, that's number one. Number two, mercy, truth, justice, and peace are four qualities that distinguish us from the animate level. That if we start using them correctly, we'll start building out of ourselves the speaking level. Otherwise, we remain on the animate level. Animals that want, with all the modern instruments, to control one another.
PT8.
Rav, you're saying this article was written for all of humanity. But if we read even the first sentence here, we don't know if they'll agree with us. He writes that after we know the good that is waiting for us in His image, I don't know if humanity will agree with you that He is the good.
Fine. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm saying that we can convey this article to everyone and it'll be understood by everyone. That's it. So take out a few words.
But the basic assumption that he is the good that does good, they don't know that. We know that. But you said this is for everybody.
No one knows the good who does good, but we can have a life of good and doing good. Bishkek.
Я как раз хотел выразить благодарность Рафам и Бальсуламу
Thank you, Av and Bala Sulam. How simple, but deep it is for the simple person. That really, the regular person lives with these qualities. And it's a gift for the integral education.
Thank you. All right. We won't have time to approach, to start a new section today. If you have more questions, I'm willing to answer, because in 5 minutes we have to finish the lesson. I'm asking you to read this article from the beginning up to this title of the practical difficulties, because tomorrow we'll continue. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why is it important for Kabbalists to organize human society?
Because precisely through the human society, we bring contentment to the Creator. Precisely by that. Because the Creator wants to arrange all of humanity so it is attached to Him. He doesn't enjoy having the Bnei Baruch group or some other groups that come, that approach Him and want to bestow contentment upon Him. They are only an instrument. He's telling us what Israel are. They are only an instrument to connect all of humanity to the Creator, but the Creator enjoys specifically all of humanity that turns to Him, yearns for Him, and connects to Him. This is why we have to understand that our work is mainly, especially in the sixth millennium, to disseminate the method of connecting to the Creator to all of humanity. This is what the Creator expects of us. And according to this, He weighs how successful we are in this and successful in general. We think we have to bring Him contentment. We have to bring Him contentment by bringing to Him all the people in the world. That's it. Only. And therefore, if we connect all the people to the Creator, this is our work. This is what we have to do. So please think about it well. So the article Peace in the World that talks about it is exactly going in according to our direction.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Следует ли понимать этот статья алгоритм для построения справедливого общества?
Can we understand this article as like an algorithm to building a society where each one can live in a good way? So how can we perform this simple algorithm so every person can understand it? Just understand what to do for him to feel good in society.
That's exactly what I hope we will do, that we will study thoroughly, divide it, split it, analyze and synthesize everything Bala Sulam is writing here, and as a result, perhaps we will be able to open up some more, penetrate deeper into the article and understand what we have to do in order to do it, to carry it out. Yes. Alright,
PT25. Maybe to prepare ourselves for this reading of the article, you can focus us, because he's not saying clearly in the article how the system that he's about to present, except for organizing the relationships in human society, how will it help a person know the Creator and be adhered to Him, which is the true purpose behind creation?
We don't need it. We don't need to talk about the Creator with people who don't have points in the heart. We don't need to speak to humanity about the Creator. Nobody needs Him. But by connecting among themselves correctly, not just in order to survive, but to have a good life, they will discover that the form of connection between them is called Creator. Without yearning for it in advance because they didn't have and don't have a Lashimo for yearning to the Creator. You're working in order to discover the upper force. They want to discover that this life is good. And as a result, by revealing a good life, they'll discover that this is called the Creator. And actually, it's not more than that. It is not more than that. The power of connection between us that connects all of us in mutual bestowal completely is called the Creator, the upper force. This is what you have to pray to, meaning ask, yearn for, to bring it closer to you. And nothing else is required of you. Everything else is idol worship.
So these qualities that he's presenting towards us, the system, it's different than what they invented in like communism or other places, because it will bring humanity to the feeling of the good from the Creator, and that the Creator does agree.
Not the Creator. Why are you thinking about the Creator? Stop thinking about the Creator. The Creator doesn't exist without a created being. You have to arrange the created beings in such a way that the upper force that connects them will be revealed in them. They will discover it. Once they all connect together, they will understand that there is such a higher force in nature that came before them. But after they discover it, among them.
So revealing the upper force in this way will work compared to other ways humanity has tried, or it will bring the revelation of the upper force in them.
Correct. This is idol worship. Info.
Today we won't have any broadcasts in the beginning of the day. We will watch selected excerpts from the morning lesson from 6 to 7, then from 7 to 7:30 we'll continue with the workshop that the friends are going to give us about what we heard in the best of hour. We'll go to a song.
בהם עשנו, יש דרכים שלא בחרנו, ובכל זווית הקשנו, לעבור גם אותם, בצנינה הזאת כולנו, מפליגים את אור מידינו, מגלים האיכות ובנו, Всемогущий.